On the Red River Farm Network, economies of scale are found in every business, including agriculture. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick provides perspective on this situation in this report from the CHS annual meeting in Minneapolis.
Farming has been in a state of constant change since the beginning of time. Ag retailers are getting bigger. And CHS Executive Vice President Gary Halverson says on-farm consolidation is also happening.
The average age of the farmers actually dropped a little, and that's because of retirement, baby boomers that are exiting that part of their career and their lives. And so that puts more onus on us to look at supply chains differently, look at our teams, sales teams differently. And, you know, rural America isn't blessed with more people coming to work in agriculture, so that's another layer for us to think about how we build more efficiencies into our model to best serve whichever customer segment that we're talking about.
How do you take that mix of the technology that we have today, but still having that relationship with that customer?
Ag is a relationship business, and so we are keenly focused on making sure we've got the best team of men and women that talk to customers by product lines or on farm, because that's what's the most important thing, to understand deeply what the needs of the customers are. And I say often that every customer is custom. They each have their unique challenges and things that are important and their own strategies. So the people come first. And then we are investing our largest investment ever in technologies for customer-facing enablement, and that'll be both for individuals and for cooperatives to bring more transparency, more utility, a deeper connection for their business. People lead busy, complex lives, and the scale of a farmer, the scale of a cooperative requires us, a CHS, to provide new tools for them to find liquidity in their day.
Farmers will continue to extract every possible efficiency out of their business. We asked Halverson to speculate on the upper limits of that consolidation.
I wouldn't dare say what that is, because really you'd have to ask today, what are we constrained? Is it weight limits on roads by the Department of Transportation? Is that a limit? Is the amount of people that we can hire, or the ROA or ROI on new technologies that help take people away from some of the more dangerous activities or more labor-intensive activities? So I don't know where it ends, but wherever we're going, it's to best serve the needs of the customer today and try and look into the customer tomorrow.
Whatever change happens, Halverson says it is important to serve the needs of the farmer customer. Reporting from the CHS annual meeting in Minneapolis, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
America Crystal.